This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome everybody. Just hang on. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda presented?
I so move.
I'll second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes for the June 4th, 2024 regular meeting?
So moved.
I'll second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished business. Let me get to this. So we're hearing this now. Ordinance 1417, an ordinance providing an annual appropriations bill for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025, in the amount of $17,571,568. Madam Clerk, nothing has changed since the second reading, correct?
Okay.
Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1417 on third and final reading?
I'd make a motion to approve Ordinance 1417 on final reading.
Second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a budget. Quickly, new business, Mr. Cajal. Klondike Rush street closure request.
Good evening all. Same request I make every year and that those ahead of me have done for the last 46 years. Annual Klondike Rush is August 3rd. We're requesting to close down Klondike Drive from the corner of Fetterman to Palmerly for the duration of the event, which would be roughly 6:30 a.m. till about 9:30 a.m. I've already spoke to PD for traffic control, and we have county permits in place as well, with that being a shared stretch of road. So the only closure would be, say, the Klondike from Fetterman to Palmerly. Everything else will be sharing the traffic with traffic control.
Chief, no issues?
Good to go. Talk today and schedules.
You're not expecting me to run this.
Oh, of course we are. I expect you to lead it out for us.
I get about a block down, see dead relatives waving me in. That's what happened. Can I get a motion to accept the street closure?
I approve that.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you for your time.
46 years.
Permanent paint.
Trap and Skeet Club agreement. I know that we had the 2023 one, which we were discussing. Then we had a 2024 one, and then today we got another 2024 one. Mr. Kirvin, can you explain the amended lease agreement?
Mayor, City Council, as you know, last meeting, Jim Dawson was here, the Buffalo's Trap and Skeet Club was here requesting location of a building on the premises, and there was concern about utilities for the new building, and so I prepared an amended lease. There was an existing lease. I wasn't aware. I thought the lease had expired. It had not. It was re-signed in 2023. So I had done a new lease, and then when I found out that we had an existing lease, I did an amended lease, which is what you should, I don't know if you have the amended lease. Amended lease, paragraph 14, now provides that the city shall provide garbage and water service at no cost to the lessee, meaning the trap club. The city shall provide heat, electricity, and sewer for the maintaining the existing clubhouse located on the premises. That's in accordance with the current or the previous lease. For all facilities constructed after the date of this lease, utility costs, except for water and garbage pickup, shall be borne by the trap club. The other change in the lease is that the original lease was for 10 years. I changed that to two-year term. Two-year term is required because you cannot bind future city councils to these leases. So for the two-year term to be the existing term of this council, it's 2 years with the option to renew for an additional 2 years. The other one was 10 years, so that's changing.
Are there any questions for legal?
I'm interested in the maximum time for a lease with city councils. I mean, there's got to be instances where you've leased a right-of-way or something like that, or some kind of a... I just don't know how you can have a lease that only goes until the next council, because you really can't undo a lot of leases.
Yeah. Well, the reason for that is the statute. There are statutes which require you to only bind during your term. And if you go beyond your term, there has to be consideration. If they pay for, you could enter into a 10-year lease now if you were paid an amount of money which would compensate the city. And so this only requires a $10 payment. So there's really no real consideration. The real consideration might be the construction of the building. And after the building is constructed and placed on there, you probably could do a longer lease when the building's built.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
But right now, there's really no consideration for this amendment other than a promise to build this building, which is not built yet.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Can I get a motion to allow the mayor to sign the amended lease?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Yep. Quick question. Does that lease apply to the existing building that's been there for 40 years and then the other metal building that's been there? And I saw it in the 2006 lease. I found out when that building was put in. So would they be exempt from that 2 years? Or is that a...
No, not right now.
Because we're just doing one overall lease. So for right now, it's going to be a two-year lease.
But it could possibly change if a new building comes on.
After it's built.
Yeah. But how does that grandfather the existing buildings?
Well, I could use separate leases, but I don't have a legal description.
That's where you're putting
the building on. If you put the building
for
on,
the entire building.
We want to have a legal description of the exact location. We could probably separate and do two leases.
Don't think so.
This lease is for the entire property, and in Exhibit A at the back of the lease, it lists all the current inventory of property buildings. So I believe we're covered there.
Yeah, it covers everything.
And then we can, if we need to, we can do another amended lease, whatever, after the building's built. I guess according to legal.
Or in 2 years, it's still on the lease.
Yeah. Or when, yeah, when this.
Once the number is up, constructed.
Thank you. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Greatly appreciate you putting up with me each week asking for that kind of stuff. I'm looking back through some of these notes here, and I've got a letter of support from you, Mr. Mayor, in October 2019, so it's been a long time. Thank you for that, for range improvements and all that kind of stuff. The board, we've got that 10-member board, and we've got five of us here right now because everything looks good. Thank you, Mr. Kerwin, for coming back after spending time with family and jumping on that right away. Greatly appreciate that. Fantastic. Here's a copy of our insurance. You'll be in compliance there. And there's one other thing, that issue about members, non-members, and who could use it. And I've got a set of bylaws that we went over. Probably need to have you revisit again, because the last one that we did with our bylaws was 2019, addressing some of that issue. But Ben was the city attorney that reviewed us for that.
Well, I definitely need to review that.
Right here, signed by Benjamin J. Kirby. You got that. Thank you all for putting up with that. We were, had a site visit yesterday looking at where the best possible place would be. I know Kevin had the concern with water and sewage, but I think if we have that building raised up enough where the lines are and things like that, it's good to go, it looks like. I'll say that. One question I had for Terry, at one time we talked about, would this involve a city building permit, since it's a city, or is not within the city limits on county property like that, so we are in the county, city property in the county. Is that something that needs to be an application and brought up at this time as well, or is that?
I believe we need to permit that being city property, even though it's in the county. That's also going to most likely have to go under a state review of the fire marshal's office on that project as well. So I'm recommending it would be, as far as fee goes, you're more than welcome to ask for waivers of those fees, but I believe we need to have the permit in place.
When would be an appropriate time to ask for a waiver for that?
Is it next time, and you can bring popcorn.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you come next time.
Any more questions? Okay. Can I get a motion to allow the mayor to sign into the amended lease agreement with the Trenton Ski Club?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Clerk, please. Resolution 1479. A resolution adopting pay scales for the non-law enforcement departments of the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming, and the efficient implementation of the scales. Resolution 1479, whereas the COVID-19 pandemic and other factors have resulted in inflation at a nearly 40-year high, and whereas such factors have caused volatility, am I pronouncing that? Big words in here. In the labor market, and made it difficult to recruit and retain personnel, and whereas a salary survey of surrounding entities has been conducted to determine what adjustments to the existing pay structure are necessary to keep the city competitive, and whereas the City Council of the Town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, deems it advisable to adopt a new pay scale to address these recruitment retention concerns as well as pay equity concerns. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the Town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, adopts this document. Can I get a motion to accept Resolution 1479?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1479 adopted. There we go. Resolution 1480, a resolution to place an optional 2% lodging tax proposition on the general election ballot to be held in Johnson County, Wyoming on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Again, this is just allowing it to be placed on the ballot. Whereas the Wyoming legislature has provided pursuant to Wyoming Statute 3915-204 for counties and towns to impose an optional lodging tax not to exceed 2% upon the sales price paid for lodging services, the primary purpose of which is for local travel and tourism promotion. And whereas the placement of the optional 2% lodging tax upon the general election ballot appears to be in the best interest of the people of the city of Buffalo, and whereas pursuant to Wyoming Statute 3915-203-AIIC, the proposition may be placed upon the ballot upon receipt of a resolution approving the proposition from the governing body of the county and the governing bodies of at least 50% of the incorporated municipalities within the county, Now, therefore, be resolved by the city council does favor the placement. Can I get a motion to sign resolution 1480?
I move we adopt this resolution. So if you have a question.
I'll second.
My question is that, maybe this attorney question or something, but the applicability of this 2% tax would be county-wide, right?
Correct.
It's not just a city, because some cities just, like Sheridan, has a tax, but it only applies to in Sheridan city limits. Now, it just seems to me that if it's a county-wide vote, there should be a county commissioner that would approve.
I'm sure they can answer this question because I know it was on their agenda today.
Yes. So it is a county-wide. So we were approved last week in KC at the city council for KC. Okay. The resolution was passed at the county commissioners this morning at 9, and you are the third leg in our journey.
But all the incorporated.
Yep.
State statute requires the county and 50% of municipalities, but we're obviously bringing it to everybody for approval.
We'd like to have 100%.
Yeah.
I think the question on the ballot is slated as, shall Johnson County be authorized to impose a lodging tax at the rate of 2% upon the sales price paid for sleeping accommodations for guests in hotels, motels, tourist courts, trailer parks, campgrounds, dude ranches, short-term condominiums, and similar establishments in accordance with Wyoming statute to support travel and tourism in Johnson County? I did have a motion. I had a second. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, after all that business, we get to do some good things. We have a good citizenship award that Chief Bissett would like to present.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. If I could have Ray and Lori Hubbard and Jaron Olson get to come up to the hot seat here. So, the City of Buffalo is proud to present the Good Citizen Award to Ray and Lori Hubbard of Lolly's Sugar Shack, as well as Jaron Olson, who works at the Busy Bee, in recognition of their extraordinary bravery and quick actions that saved the Busy Bee and Occidental Hotel from the devastating fire. On June 12, 2024, at 5:44 a.m., Ray, Lori, and Jaron noticed smoke coming from the vicinity of the Busy Bee. Reacting swiftly, they alerted the authorities and took immediate measures to prevent the fire from spreading. Thanks to their courageous actions and presence of mind, the Busy Bee and Occidental Hotel were spared from significant damage, protecting not only these historic landmarks, but also the lives of many individuals present at the scene. The City of Buffalo is grateful for their heroic efforts and is honored to award them the Good Citizen Award. Their exemplary behavior serves as an inspiration to all and underscores the importance of vigilance and community spirit. We thank you very much.
Whoa. You're going to get famous. Chief, you want to get on this?
Yes. I ruined the picture, but that's all right.
Thanks for coming.
That'll work. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it.
With no new business, we can move on to reports. Mr. Kirby, legal.
No further reports.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Easy.
Evening, Mayor Council. I'd just like to remind the public, next Monday, 5 o'clock p.m., we are having an open house for our land use plan update here in Council Chambers. It's open to public. We're hoping to get some feedback from everybody on, we've been working on the last 3 months, planning and zoning. We're going to run through what we've come up with, what we have, and then we'd like some input from the public on that. So 5 p.m. here next Monday. Tomorrow I'm traveling to Sheridan to take the contractor's exam test so I can kind of let my contractors know what they're going to be in for, where it's at, how to do it, all those good things. I think that's only fair for them, even though I've passed inspector's exams. I'm going to go give that a try, and that way I can give them some feedback on what to expect on that. I'll also be traveling down to Cheyenne August 6th through the 9th for the Western Planning Conference in August. So got that to look for, a week of planning conferences. So
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Did you plan for it?
I did. Yeah. I got my room booked and everything. We're good to go. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Chief Bissett.
Okay. So I do just have one case of note that I want to bring up. The weekend of the 8th and 9th of this month, so just last weekend, we did have a rash of vehicle burglaries. We had about 20 or so vehicles that were burglarized. So Sergeant Ferris and Officer Valentine did some really good police work. They started tracking down where these incidents took place, saw that there were some businesses that also had some a suspect tried to open the doors to get into the businesses. It occurred between like 11:30 at night and 4 o'clock in the morning. So they tracked down some surveillance video. During the course of tracking down that video, they were able to identify the suspect as a young man that we dealt with previously, involved in the destructions here in the city property. Ultimately, we were able to come in contact with him and his dad. He pretty much admitted to being out. We were able to recover all the clothing that he was wearing during the course of these incidents. But the most important part is, again, these were all vehicles that were unlocked. Some vehicles were missing small amounts of money. However, their wallets were gone through. Their credit cards were still in their wallets. We were able to get a hold of the suspect's phone. We dumped our phone. We saw that he went through and took pictures of the front and the backs of the credit cards, meaning he was able to try to advance money to his Cash App on his phone, as well as make purchases. So to the community that thinks, again, unlocked doors, nothing got taken, that very well could have been compromised via credit cards, IDs. So again, I'm just really, I know we're in Buffalo, but please lock your doors. And this wasn't somebody that was here visiting that was out of town. This was somebody that lives here in town. So some great police work, some great cooperation from the community and from businesses, Ring cameras. With that, we were able to make identification by Monday morning. These calls came in Sunday. We had them identified and charged by Monday afternoon. So kudos to the officers involved. Sergeant Ferris and Officer Valentine did a great job. And again, please, please, please lock your doors. So with that, I'd love to answer any other questions you might have.
Yeah, I've got a question on a different matter.
Yes, sir.
Has there been a change in the, I don't know what you call it, the protocol between the sheriff's department and the police department as far as patrolling and things like that? Is that we notice here? In other words, what I'm seeing is, and others too are seeing, that the sheriff is just as likely to be patrolling downtown and around town as what the police department is. And it never used to really be that way. It seemed like the sheriff was more on the outskirts or something. And
right.
Now we're seeing these guys, like we had a person that got arrested or wounded.
Right.
There was a person arrested the other night that was accused of drinking, and he wasn't, or she wasn't drinking. And yeah, it took 20 minutes for the sheriff deputy to let her go home, you know. And I just wondered,
Well, I don't know about that incident, but I will say, I don't know if it's a change in protocol per se. I think it's a collaboration of the two agencies working together. They're closer than they've ever been, from what I understand. So there's, you know, of course, there's an MOU that says we were outside, a mile outside of city limits. However, if there's a request from a deputy or from the sheriff asking for help, I mean, I've been involved in many things that haven't happened in the county. It's the fact that we're backing each other up, right? So, and that might happen because, let's say, one of our officers is on a domestic or has another call and we send only one. I mean, at the most I have is two officers working, you know, on the street, unless I'm working or a sergeant or my captain. But if I know that one officer is going to a call that needs two officers, I'm going. And I think that's the close partnership that we have with the sheriff's department. I don't know what the instance was on that call. But yeah, you're going to see officers backing up deputies and deputies backing up officers. That's just the way it should be. The sheriff and I have a very close relationship and an understanding that if our officers need help, that we pretty much have the go ahead. I mean, Virat has told me, like, hey, like, if you feel like you need to come and help, please help. And so, and also with that being said, their coverage, the sheriff's department, they go home and their shift ends at 2 and they don't come until 6. So if something happens in the county, they get called out. If it's life or death or needs immediate response, we're going to go until that deputy can show up and take control of that scene. But yeah, is it a change of protocol? I don't think it's a change of protocol. I just think it's a great working relationship between the two departments. So, yes, sir. Any other questions? No? Okay, great. Thank you.
Kevin.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you see around town, the street crew's been busy fixing potholes and street cuts and damaged spots here and there. A good job of it at that, I might add. We've done a lot, still got a ways to go, but that's what we've been busy with. Update on the Wells project. All we're waiting on is an authorization letter from WWDO, and that'll be good to go to bid. So, almost there. That's really all I have. Unless you've got any questions.
Oh, I noticed that Smith Street really, it drives a lot better now. It's just amazing.
Needs some help.
I probably don't have to. No, it's well done.
Thank you.
Doing a good job. Mr. Brandon, Sunset, where are we at?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Brent Bennett, Nelson Engineering. Just a quick update on Sunset. They're still, contractors still working in that first block between Cedar and Spruce Street on Sunset. They're getting closer. We're on the services. So they're putting the services off the mains. So just to the person just looking in, it looks like they dug up the street and then came back and dug up the street again. And now we're doing it a third time, but that's, you know, your sewer main going in, your water main going in, and now the last part of the underground is getting the services connected and tied in outside the roadway. So hopefully they'll be getting close to completing that at the end of this week, and then it should start to take more of the shape of a road instead of a big dirt pile that it looks like now. But they're moving along. And be happy to answer any questions you have.
Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board Meeting, June 25th at 1 p.m. Department Head Meeting, July 2nd at 7 a.m. City County Meeting, July 16th at 7 a.m. City Council Meetings, July 2nd and 16th at 5 p.m. City offices are closed on July 4th. And with that, can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And if there's no more business before the council, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.